Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Kogan Money Credit Card, packed full of value with rewards and no annual fee.
Summer Breakfast.
Ryan Pappenhausen and the Melbourne Storm were dealt a cruel blow in July last year when the superstar fullback fractured his kneecap against the Raiders at Amy Park. It's a significant injury and one that 6 months in still had Ryan unable to run. But he's certainly not sitting on his hands, and the Premiership player and Clive Churchill medalist has flown to the US to consult with world-renowned reconditioning specialist Bill Knowles. And Ryan joins us on the line. Ryan Pappenhausen, welcome back to SEN.
Thank you. It's been a little while since I've been on, so it's good to be back. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you back, and thanks for coming on. I mean, you've been in Philadelphia now for a little bit more than a week now. How's it gone so far?
Yeah, it's just ticked over a week, I'm pretty sure, but yeah, it's good. It's quite chilly here at the moment. Sort of flown out of the Melbourne summer and straight into the Philly winter, so it's a little bit different, but yeah, it's good. The training we've been doing has been awesome, and we're in a really nice place here as well, so yeah, perfect sort of conditions to get myself right.
Yeah, so just on getting yourself right, I mean, I'm not sure if you had any sort of trepidation or, you know, if that's too strong a word, feeling of uncertainty heading over there, but I'd imagine it's been a fair old journey of discovery at the same time.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely been a bit of a discovery. It's I tried to come in with not much of an expectation, but I've already learned so much, and it's been a week. And I know it's a very cliche thing to say, but seriously, if you looked at my notes on my phone, I don't think you could write much more, and it's only been a week. So just learning that way, and I'm obviously over here with one of our physios too, and he's learned a lot, and obviously one of our young media guys has come over as well, and every conversation, every morning and every night is just what we learned that day. And every day it's something new, and a lot of information to retain. But at the same time, I'm feeling better personally, and the leg's feeling better, which is most important.
So a lot of listeners, I guess, Ryan, will be familiar with Bill Knowles and his work. You know, Tiger Woods, Andy Murray, Peyton Manning, Frank Lampard, the lists go on and on of superstars across the globe who have consulted his expertise. But what does the consultation with Bill involve when it comes to the day-to-day for you?
Yeah, so it's I'll try to explain it in a simple form, but he sort of speaks about this idea of trying to change that mentality around a rehab and more change it to like reconditioning. So that was sort of what we did. We first went in there, he sort of laid out a plan, said, okay, this is when you did it, this is where we are now, what do you think your strengths are, and we sort of spoke about that, what I need to get better at. Then after that first day, we sort of moved into a few things, but I think the main difference is I think the physios in sporting environments like in Australia and in AFL and in the NRL, you're looking after 40 other people in the team. So it's very hard to get one-on-one time. And I think that's the difference. The main difference is we're doing two-hour sessions a day, and it's purely just one-on-one. So, I mean, I haven't added up the hours, but I think that's what's really helping me. And he's obviously very intelligent and very good at what he does. But yeah, he's just got a very lateral thinking mind. If something doesn't work, we'll move to this. Or if that doesn't work, he's always got something we can move to. And then you'll go back at the end of the session and suddenly you can do that activity that you weren't able to do at the start. So it's quite amazing. You just learn about your body and how it moves. And that's a lot of his philosophy is just movement based. And this is who you were before your injury. And what do we have to do to get you to that point again? So it's very rewarding, fills you with lots of confidence, but I think probably the main difference and the reason why is it's not that our physios are bad in Australia, it's just this is some good one-on-one time and just picking the brain of someone else who's probably seen this injury before.
So reconditioning instead of rehab, and he refers to injuries as insults, doesn't he? Did we see that somewhere?
I don't know.
He hasn't used that one on you yet,
but but he does avoid the word for sure.
And so, are you? I guess overall, I mean, someone in your position, you're looking for answers, whether it be what's wrong, how do I get it right, how long is it going to take, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, so has the feedback and experience been encouraging over there, or more on the reality check side of things, if we're to take an umbrella view on the kneecap and its prospects of coming good?
No, I think probably the first, I reckon. It's definitely sort of rewarding and gives you a bit of confidence that you can come back at some point. But I think that whole thing around the thing that really resonated with me was the fact that I want to come back and perform, not just come back. And I think that's what he's really highlighted is you'll come back, no doubt about it. But there's a difference between coming back and there's a difference between coming back and performing. So I think we just sort of cleared out a way of figuring that out and not being pressured by outside noise, just sort of sticking true to that reconditioning process. And once I got that down pat, and once I'm confident, once I'm getting reps in, then yeah, I should be ready to go. So I think it was just changing that whole mentality. You sort of always have in mind on the first question someone asks is when are you going to be back?
Yeah.
But I think the way to frame it is when am I going to be back performing? And that's my mentality at the moment.
So, hey, look, at the risk of repeating all those billions of questions that you get, when is that time? I mean, what are your own ambitions on that front, realistically speaking, and have they potentially changed during this trip?
It's funny. He asked me this question when we walked in there. He said, when do you expect to be back? And I've been pretty strong with it the whole time, really. I just said, this is not without being cheesy or whatever, but I said, I haven't really thought about the date. I've just purely, I know I'll come back, but I want to come back when I'm right. And then that's when that conversation started. And he said, all right, well, that's a good way to think of it, because you might get cleared by your medics or whatnot, but have you done the training? You don't want to sort of go into a season, not have done a preseason. So he's like, we have to think about those sort of things as well. So I really don't have a date in mind. I think it's more just, getting it back to a level where I feel like I can perform well again. And once we're there, whenever that may be, then we'll start looking at dates.
Yeah. And it's all about the physical. And that's what our chat today has been about, all about the physical. But mentally, it must have been challenging. I mean, for you, I know you're a positive bloke, but it's staying that way being difficult at times?
Yeah, I think I'd be silly to say it's been positive the whole time. It definitely hasn't. You sort of drop into moments where you doubt what you're doing. And I think that's probably something that's gave me a bit of a kick up the bum, is this trip just being like, okay, you're going to have those down days, but there's some positive things to think about. And there's little milestones each day that I'm achieving that I wasn't achieving if you look back a month. So that's part of it. I think it's part of, the process of being injured is you're going to go into those periods and, you don't avoid it. You sort of embrace it and try to learn something from it. It hasn't been easy. I've definitely reached out and definitely complained to lots of people, but, I think that's the beauty about it is if you've got good support networks and, can sort of see it as a bit of a lesson and a learning curve, then I think you come out of it pretty good. So yeah, I think that sort of helped hearing that let's not put a timeline on it. Let's just go based off that and stick true to yourself and know what's going to be right. Like I said, that's going to give me confidence to come back when I'm ready.
Has the coach been on the blower or is he giving you your space?
No, he's giving me my space, I think. Obviously he'd sort of want me back as soon as possible, but I had a pretty disrupted preseason last year, sort of injuring a few ligaments in my ankle after the new year. And looking back at that, I didn't really get a preseason in, and then I come back and I got injured. Then I come back and I got injured again. So I guess this is what I've just learned over here now, is just that proof that you do need a good training block. You don't just come back when you're ready to come back. You come back when you're ready to perform. So yeah, he hasn't given me a call yet. I'm sure they're just trying to give me a bit of space and let me absorb as much information over here as I can. And hopefully that can help not just me, but the squad when we go back, hence why we brought over one of our physios and yeah, he's had his book with him every day, taking down notes. And yeah, we're all learning, which is a good thing.
Yep. And I think that's Liam Robinson who's there with you. So you guys, I mean, it can't be all work all the time, can it? I mean, you're getting that mental break over there. Are you sampling the local culture? Did I see you guys went to an NFL game recently?
Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah, it's as I said, it's pretty cold over here at the moment. So I think we're borderline about to get frostbite the other night going to the NFL. That was brutal. But yeah, we've been to a couple NBA games and yeah, try to explore the culture around. But yeah, most of the time we're sort of sitting back at the hotel and chilling out, getting treatment, recovering. But yeah, we're lucky enough that we get a day off every 3 or 4 days, and yeah, we can go out. So it's that's been good. I haven't been able to do too much yet, but I'm a sports freak, so the NBA and the NFL was good enough for me.
And what about the diet? I mean, you got to stay away from isn't the local delicacy there, the Philly cheesesteak? That can't be good for the skin fart.
Yeah, well, we ended up getting in about midnight. I don't know when it was last week sometime, but the only place open was Philly cheesesteak. So we went there and experienced that on the first night, got that out of the way.
Yeah, ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off, try the culture out. But yeah, we sort of did that in the first night. And since then, there's a pretty good store over the road where they sort of make fresh food every day. So we haven't even needed to cook. It's just been there ready to go. So yeah, very convenient. Where we're staying is beautiful. And yeah, despite the freezing weather, it's got everything we need.
And speaking of fresh food, before we let you go, I mean, these sort of things don't come cheap, of course, to get you over there for the length of time and the person you're seeing. And this is where Grilled come into it, don't they? One of your premium partners there at the Storm?
Yeah, they've been awesome in funding this trip. It's definitely going to change the way we look at things from a club perspective, I believe. And like I said before, with Liam coming over, being our physio, this trip they haven't just funded for me. I think it's funding for the whole club of what we're going to learn. And yeah, very grateful for their support. And actually, before we left, that was the last Australian meal we had was Grilled. So they sent us off with that. And yeah, it's something that I'll forever be grateful for. I've learned lots of life lessons over here, and yeah, I can't speak highly enough of it. It's yeah, like I said, very grateful. And yeah, we're just so happy to have them as a support and a sponsor of the club.
Well, Ryan, we wish you well, mate. I mean, you're taking the challenge head on, which you're always going to. It's great to see. Regardless of when it's going to be, as you say, we wish you all the best for the future, and hopefully the season upcoming. All the best for the rest of the trip.
Thanks, Sammy. Appreciate it, mate.
As Ryan Papenhuyzen there, Scoob, caught up with him, recorded that around this time yesterday, just out of the show yesterday. So we wish him well. Unclear on a timeline, of course, and his return, but a significant injury, and well worth the trip over there to see Bill Knowles, whose reputation is global and couldn't be higher. So if anyone can sort it out, it's him.
Good player.
Very good player. It's hard to believe he's only, 24 years of age. Mm. So he's achieved a lot. Hopefully he can get back up and running soon and maybe feature in the early part of Melbourne Storm's campaign this year. Ryan Papenhuyzen, it's time for this.